you watching. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo had been planning a trip to Moscow, Russia this week. Yesterday, he canceled it and instead headed to Brussels, Belgium. That's where the leaders of the United Kingdom, Germany, and France were scheduled to discuss international tensions with Iran, and the U.S. Secretary of State decided to join them. U.S. military officials recently said they had intelligence that Iran and groups that operate beneath its military were planning to target U.S. troops in the Middle East and at sea. In response, America sent warships, bomber planes, and other military equipment to the Strait of Hormuz, a narrow passage of water that borders Iran. Now, U.S. intelligence indicates Iran may be putting missiles aboard small Iranian boats in the Persian Gulf. And the U.S. is moving missiles of its own to the region. An American military official says they're defensive in nature. But the U.S. says that the threat from Iran is still real and credible, and that America is taking it seriously. With tensions simmering between those two countries, an official with the British government is calling for a period of calm.
We are very worried about the risk of a conflict happening by accident, with an escalation that is unintended really on either side, but ends with some kind of conflict. And so we'll be sharing those concerns with my European counterparts, with Mike Pompeo.
As U.S. Secretary Pompeo meets with those officials in Belgium, Iran is flexing its muscles in the Middle East.